Good evening, everyone. Welcome to St. James as we celebrate the solemn festival and remembrance of our dearly departed. Today is All Souls Day, an important day in the Christian tradition in which we remember those that have gone before. This is a space and a time in which remembrance is good, and it is okay to be sad. As the service begins, an ancient chant, the Deus Ere, will be chanted. As that's being done, you're invited to come forward and to take one of these wax tapers, to light it in memory of the person that you're here today to remember. Place it within the sand, and there it will remain burning for the course of the service. Everything that you should need for the service is in the pamphlet that has been handed out and in the blue hymn book in front of you. As we begin, I'd invite Anne to come forward so that we can light a candle, and the chant will begin shortly.
Labor non sit casus. And ediem rationis. Ingenis quotam quam reus. Culpa rubet vultus meus. Supplicanti parce Deus, qui Mariam absolvisti, et latronem exaudisti, mihi quoque spem dedisti, preces mea non sunt digne, sed tu bonus fac benigne, ne pere nic ne merigne. In te robes locum presta, sequestra statuens in parte extra confuta dis maledictis flammis acribus addictis. Vocam mecum benedictis. Oro supplex et acquiris. Por contritum quasi ciniis. Quotam quam reus, culpa rubet vultus meus, supplicanti parce Deus, qui Mariam absolvi, et latronem exaudisti, mihi quoque spem dedisti, preces me non sunt digne, sed tu bonus fac benigne. Supplex et acquiesce. Cere curum mei filii. Ora sublex et acris. Cor contritum quasi cilis. Cere curam mei filii.
Our opening hymn will be number 24, Abide With Me.
Thank you.
I am resurrection, and I am life, says the Lord. Whoever has faith in me shall have life, even though he die. And everyone who has life and is committed to me in faith shall not die forever.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. We say together, rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and may light perpetual shine upon them. Thou, O God, art praised in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed in Jerusalem. Thou that hearest the prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Let us pray. Father of all, we pray to you for those we love but see no longer. Grant them your peace. Let light perpetual shine upon them. And in your loving wisdom and almighty power, work in them the good purpose of your perfect will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated
for the proclamation of Scripture.
A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good, because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them. And like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth, and they will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon the holy ones, and he watched over his elect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Out of the depths I call to you, O Lord.
Out of the depths I call to you, O Lord. Out of the darkest depths I make my deepest plea, O graciously God of glory, have listen, Lord, for me. Out of the depths I call to you, O
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. We have come to this place this evening by different roads. Our lives may not follow the same track as those with whom we share pews this evening, but we have gathered here together because each of us, each of our lives, have been touched by grief. Grief can be confusing because it is not so much a feeling as it is a journey. Grief sneaks up on you when you least expect it, causing us to cry for seemingly no reason years after a loved one has died. Grief can leave us feeling numb or cause us to laugh somewhat inappropriately. We don't always deal with our grief well. We often try to bury it deep within us so that we don't have to feel the pain and the sadness of having lost a loved one, so that we don't have to confront our relief at the end of a difficult medical journey or our rage at a life cut too short. I'm grateful to be here with you tonight as we remember those that we have loved, that we continue to love, who have died. To remember that it is okay to grieve those we have lost, that it is healthy and normal to miss them. To be reminded that we are not alone. Our experiences of grief may differ, but we know that we journey together. We are also here this evening to be reminded that grief is not where any journey ends, because death is not the end. When Jesus died and rose again, He made a way for us to see those we love again by ending death itself. That is how much God loves us. God sent His Son to destroy death as we know it and to transform it into a mere separation. And that is our hope. That is the hope. The hope that sustains us when grief seems too much to bear. We have hope that because of Jesus, we will see those we love again. We have hope that because of Jesus, death is not something to fear, not anymore. This hope is a gift from God. And while this hope may not blot out all our grief, it can temper it. Because we trust in what Jesus has told us, that those that we love are safe, that they are at peace, that the pains and trials of this world cannot harm them anymore, that they have tasted the healing that only God can give. And that one day, we too will join them. Thanks be to God.
I would invite the congregation into a time of prayer as we remember the names that we have been asked to call to mind tonight. Gracious God, this night we remember Helen Burrell, John Fryer, Bill Hefferton, Stuart Blair McPherson, Don Mills, Anna Beale, Joyce Lampkin, Norma King, Ruth King, Robin Freeman, Ken Walgos, Ron Gardner, Blake Dunlop, June Hoekstrata, Jean Connolly, Phil Q. Kixie, Marlene McNee, Russ Nightingale, Bob Elkerton, Ken and Ethel Surratt, Norm, Eleanor, and Ron Davis, Dave Clifford, and Violet Clifford, Bill and Audrey Van Rienen, Gregory Lawrence Hughes, Patrick Douglas McGinley, Donald Manling, Jason Manling,
Herbert Taylor, Beryl Stringer, Heather Carr, Leslie Griffith Saint-Cartier, Merrill Fielding, Norma Dixon, Isabel Emerson, Violet Sanders Millard Wilson, James Derek Williamson, Terry Millard, Joan Lord, Mary Clifford, Anne Clifford, Marie Miller, Marlene Fagan, Marianne Bracken, Pat McGinley, Jean Underwood, Norma Robertson, Robert Vipond,
Joe and Blake Fuster, Robert Vipond, Linda Beaton, Howard Robinson, Duncan Grant, Michael Montour, and Marie McLean.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and righteous Lord, we are united in the love of Jesus Christ. Accept all we offer you this day, and bring us with all your faithful departed who have gone before us into his eternal glory, who is Lord now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Today we use Eucharistic prayer number 3, found on page 198. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose victorious rising from the dead has given to us the hope of resurrection and the promise of eternal life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary and to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you graciously to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Let us pray. God of love, may the death and resurrection of Christ, which we celebrate in this Eucharist, bring us with the faithful departed into the peace of your eternal home. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our hope and our salvation. Amen.
Eternal grant unto them, O Lord.
And let light perpetual shine upon them.
May they rest in peace.
And Christ's glory. Amen.
Enter not into judgment with thy servant, O Lord, for in thy sight shall no one living be justified except thou. Grant unto them remission of all their sins. Therefore I beseech thee, let not the sentence of thy judgment fall upon them, whom the faithful prayers of Christian people commendeth unto thee. But by the succor of thy grace, let them, who while they lived were sealed with the sign of the Holy Trinity, be found worthy. Who liveth and reignest, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Together we say, O God,
before whose face the generations rise and pass away. The strength of those who labor and the repose of the holy and blessed dead. We remember all who have faithfully lived and died, especially those most dear to us. Lift us to the life and love, and give us our portion at the last with those who have trusted in thee and have striven in all things to do thy will. And to thy name, with the church on earth and in heaven, we ascribe all honor and glory, world without end. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. From the gates of death, deliver their souls, O Lord. May they rest in peace. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my heart come to you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, whose nature and property is ever to have mercy and to forgive, receive our humble petitions for the souls of thy servants, which thou hast this day commanded to depart from this world. Deliver them not into the hands of the enemy, neither forget them at the last, but command them to be received by thy holy angels and brought into the country of paradise, that for as much as they hoped and believed in thee, they may not undergo the pains of hell and may be partakers of everlasting felicity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
To be alive.